Hello, hello, welcome back to the show. I hope you're enjoying your commute to work or back home from work or wherever you are listening to this show. I appreciate it. Listen, we are the only show that is all things Taco Bell, where we break down the latest news and is bold enough to visit Taco Bell in Wuhan, China. My name is Skyler, your host, and this is 5-Star Taco Bell News. Alrighty, let's get right into it. We've got a full slate of updates in our news. Very excited about today's show. We're going to try to burn through it, make your commute as nice as possible. But before, I want to announce that we are now available on 8 platforms, and we are finally available on Google Podcasts, which took a little while to get us on there, but we're on there. We are being streamed on at least 6 or 7 different platforms. And there's a new one that's popping up, which is called Castbox. We've got a couple listeners coming in from Castbox. I'll be honest, I've never heard about it. So I looked it up, and it seems like what Castbox is doing to claim their stake in the podcasting realm is, and this is coming from the website, "We've invested in advanced artificial intelligence, robust recommendation engines," which everyone has these days, and here it is, "and pioneered the world's first automated transcribing and indexing tool for podcasts that powers our in-audio search." So it seems like you could actually search your keywords, and it will actually show up results of podcasts. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you for listening, CastBox fans and listeners. I appreciate it. All right. The top of the hour on the news. Let's start out with, this is a announcement called Veggie Mode. So starting next week, March 12th, if you go into your nearest local Taco Bell that has a kiosk, they are adding, quote, a single swipe feature that unlocks Taco Bell's nearly 50 American Vegetarian Association certified items. Whew, the AVA. Think of it as a vegetarian-only secret menu, but for everyone, carnivores included. I personally find this very exciting. So the Taco Bell by my work, that me and our little Taco Bell mafia, we go to a Taco Bell that has kiosks, and I would say I probably order from the kiosk 9 out of 10 times, mainly because the front desk employee who usually takes your orders is typically not there. And they're out like working. And I feel like that's what the kiosk is about. They can actually have less people on hand, or they can just have more people during a lunch rush, you know, working on the food. Either way, I'm a fan of the kiosk. I will say one piece of feedback to anybody who's working on that product. This is the second time that I have meant to order a large drink, but instead I have ordered a large freeze. And here's why, because on the thumbnail of the freeze item is, you know, a Baja turquoise freeze. And whenever I want to get a drink, I'm getting nothing else other than Baja Blast. So I see that image. I'm like, oh, that's a Baja Blast drink. I want that. And I click on it. Here's the problem. A freeze is 70 cents more expensive. So last time I was there, I did a Baja run for 5 large drinks. Yes, I ordered 5 large freezes instead, and I bit the bullet on that one. So I didn't really appreciate that. It's the second time it's happened. Anyways, so to reiterate, Taco Bell is launching officially Veggie Mode on their kiosks. I kind of find it pretty exciting. 50 new items. It's literally like Taco Bell is like doubling their menu. Of course, it'll keep some of their existing vegetarian items, but it seems like there was items not previously available that will be shown on there. So here is some riffs. So for example, the normal beefy 5-layer, which is a classic, is a layered vegetarian burrito. The chalupa supreme is a black bean chalupa supreme. And here's one more. Ooh, this kind of sounds good. Is a sausage flatbread quesadilla. turns into the egg and cheese flatbread quesadilla. And we'll get into that quesadilla here in a little bit in the next part. So, and it ends, as always, fans still have the ability to customize their orders while in veggie mode with more than 20 million possible vegetarian menu combinations. Hey, check it out next week. I'll definitely do some reviews and updates on that. Pretty cool. All righty. Next on top of the hour here, we have an announcement coming from their headquarters, Taco Bell. So Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, and I think a few others are owned by a conglomerate, Yum, which I think we've talked about on the show before. They have made an announcement that they are going to ditch polyesterine, like foam packaging, from all their restaurants by 2022. Now, I don't think I can think of anything at Taco Bell that has styrofoam packaging, but I'm sure if you've been to KFC, I can actually feel the texture. So if you've ever bought a Famous Bowl or mashed potatoes from KFC, you know when you're like scraping like the last little bits of your mashed potatoes in that bowl with your spoon on that styrofoam? Man, that's such a unique texture. Sounds like that'll be going away in a couple of years, which is great. Taco Bell is really progressive. They're doing a lot of great stuff, and we'll continue to track through that on this show through announcements and news that comes out. So that's kind of cool. I can appreciate that. Styrofoam is literally completely unrecyclable. That's the issue with styrofoam. It is a single use, does not degrade very well, if ever. And it was a great call for them to do that. So cool. All righty. Now, hot on the trails of the veggie mode announcement that's coming out next week. They are also looking at adding Beyond Meat. No, is that what it's called? I haven't had too many of it. Yes. Yes. Hold on. The Impossible Burger? That's what I'm talking about. Like the fake meat that you can't really tell is fake meat. So you got Beyond Meat and the Impossible Burger that is made by that. Anyways, my point is Taco Bell is announcing that within a year, they will be adding that to their menu, which is pretty cool. So I'll just read some highlights from the news announcement. So Chief Executive Officer Mark King, formerly of Adidas, which I thought was interesting. Us at work, and the coworkers, we love our Adidas. Anyways, he took over in August as the CEO. After the launch of Taco Bell's first vegetarian menu. And he says, we definitely see that plant-based protein has a place on the menu. Absolutely. Like, it's not a super carnivorous menu. I think there's total opportunity for it. So it says that King has met with both Beyond Meat Inc. and Impossible Foods Inc. Those are the two brands. Sampling their products as he decides which supplier to choose for the taco chain. Del Taco, a competitor at Taco Bell's market, uses Beyond Meat on their menu. Burger King has found good word-of-mouth reviews of their Impossible Whopper. I think I've had something from McDonald's. They had something on there. Anyways, I don't remember hating it. Anyways, when that comes out, that'll be fun to try out and review. Be awesome. Now, here's a little tidbit of information of data here. In 2019... Taco Bell claimed 9% of all items ordered were vegetarian or vegan, whether by design or customization. The meat substitute market is expected to reach $8.1 billion worldwide by 2026. That's pretty incredible. When I think about it, when I go to Taco Bell and order, and I don't know what you guys order, I feel like, because I get a bean burrito, I feel at least 30% or if not half of my order most of the time is vegetarian. And I think that's what's so great about their menu is they can do this kind of stuff and it doesn't seem off-brand or really throw off their menu, which is great. Okay, here's some sad news going to the next item. This is 3 nights ago. There is a Taco Bell. Well, there was a Taco Bell location near Penn State. And 3 nights ago, there was a candlelight vigil mourning the abrupt close of the location near the campus. There is a bunch of videos on Twitter. There is candles all over the railings of like the outdoor seating area. There's people holding Baja Blast, 12-pack signs. People got, looks like some Taco Bell, like wrappers, maybe they pulled out of their car. They're holding like flags. And there's literally a little shrine that they have put kind of next to the building. Man, I'll tell you what. The Taco Bell fan base is incredible. You guys are incredible. I've heard of this thing happen before where a Taco Bell closes and there's kind of this mourning about it. Anyways, the reason of the close says they couldn't really... Okay, sources who worked at the Taco Bell location told local news outlets that they were glad to see such a great turnout but could not comment on why the location closed, aside from hinting that legal issues, quote, had something to do with it. Pretty awesome. Pretty cool. I would love to be there for one of those. Okay. Next big bit of news actually happened a few weeks ago, but it seems to be hitting the radar. So I'll share it here now. This is starting to be a reoccurring theme. I think I'm going to call this a new segment of the show titled People Actually Living Moss. And so this is a crime that was committed at a Taco Bell location. Let me read the article verbatim. Okay, so the article title is Police Identify Man Who Broke Into Taco Bell, Made a Meal, and Took a Nap. This is great. One burglar may have been too full to make a quick getaway after he broke in and ate some late-night snacks at Taco Bell. The Gwinnett County Police Department in Lawrenceville, Georgia, shared photos and surveillance video of a suspect who broke into the fast food restaurant around 12:15 a.m. on December 25th. Hold up. I read this article beforehand, but it just occurred to me that that is Christmas. That Christmas Eve, this man broke into the Taco Bell, made some food, and took a nap. My heart goes out to this guy. But instead of, you know, he could have done a lot of things in the situation. Where did he go? Taco Bell, baby. The suspect shimmied through the drive-thru window, but didn't appear to be too worried about getting caught. After he makes entry, he is seen on surveillance using the fryers to make himself a meal and then eats. Police say. Then he lay down and curled up literally on this, the tile floor. There's photos of it from the surveillance. He lay down and curled up for a nearly 3-hour nap. That's not a nap. He's freaking finding a place to sleep. Before he eventually woke up, fled the scene, not before stealing a laptop and tablet before he left, police said. The lead detective on the case, oh yeah, they have an assigned lead detective on the case, later identified the suspect as Stefan Gallared, age 26. Gallared was a former employee who worked at the restaurant in the summer of 2019, that year. He's been charged with one count of second-degree burglary, but he hasn't been caught. He's not in custody yet, so police have encouraged him to turn himself in to the Gwinnett County Jail. Let me give an alternate title to this man truly living Lamas. Man, friendless and familyless, Christmas Eve night, with no food and no place to sleep, goes to the one place he know he can find comfort in his previous employer, Taco Bell, enters it, makes some food, gets asleep, and leaves. Now, that would have been great, but he did steal a laptop and tablet, so I can't really forgive him for that. Now, here's what's interesting. Because he worked there, he's got to know about the surveillance cameras. Was he just expecting to get caught, or he didn't really care? And because it was Christmas Eve, probably didn't care. Oh, it's unfortunate. It would have been great if he, like, left some money and just was hungry. That is it for our news roundup section. Let's now jump just to a quick update on our experience. So rumor has it, experience 3. If you remember, we're currently on experience 2 with the buffalo chicken fries. Experience 3 will be happening March 11th or 12th. Now, I think it's 12th because the other announcement of veggie mode is coming out March 12th. And let's talk about that a little bit of what's coming out. So as last time in the show, we were teasing that a potential item is the triple lupa. And this is confirmed. So I have some photos that you can go to my Twitter, 5-Star Talkable News, and I'll be posting some photos of employees receiving box of the triple lupa with the packaging. There's actually a photo of the triple lupa right next to a normal chalupa. And basically, it is 3 mini chalupas connected. And 2 of the segments are the same width as a single chalupa. So it's basically 50% more in terms of length. It seems, because it's kind of shorter, and you can look at the photo and kind of gauge for yourself. It kind of seems like there's the same amount of innards of this chalupa, triple lupa, compared to a normal chalupa. But it seems like you can kind of tear them and have a fun little time sharing with somebody. So it seems like that leak is coming true. We can experience that next week. I cannot wait, because I'll tell you what, this experience too for me has been dragging on, and I just honestly have ordered the buffalo chicken fries twice and no more. Kind of done with it. Now, last time I talked about a new item that they were teasing, which is these steak firecracker fries. Apparently those have been launched in a couple of locations in the United States at test locations, and there's an actual photo of them being ordered. It looks like it is fries, either volcano sauce or the buffalo sauce. I really hope it's not the buffalo sauce, but it seems to be some really dark orange sauce. Again, go to my Twitter. You can check out these photos for yourself. There's steak, cheese, nacho cheese, jalapenos, and then red tortilla strips, which I would hope that those kind of are the fiery to add some kick to it. That's pretty cool. So those don't seem to be coming out next week. That will still probably be up in the summer. But let me see here real quick on what are the other items that potentially will be coming out. So the triple lupa, grande burritos will be a new thing. These have been launched before, but so by new, I mean part of this experience 3. And then various breakfast burritos. Seems like they will be doing another push in marketing for their breakfast items, which will just give us more items and content to review. So we'll be checking that out. I think that is about it for today's show. We will definitely be having one next week with all the new stuff. We'll break it all down. And thank you for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Please, please, please follow me, subscribe, whatever you're listening to, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Please subscribe and follow. I've got an Instagram, 5-Star Talkable Reviews, where I do more video content of actually breaking down these items and reviewing them live, which next week we'll have some more of those videos, which will be really great. And of course, Twitter. It's the new thing, kind of just one-off smaller stuff. 5-Star Talkable News. Please give me a follow, get updates on the show. And y'all have a great commute and continue on with your playlist. You know, maybe you're working right now and hopefully you're listening to this before lunch and, you know, you're feeling the dong of the bell. Wow, that sounded dirty, but I love it so much. Shove it down your guzzle and enjoy some Taco Bell. And I hope you guys have a good one. Till next time. Peace out. You know, man.